This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are lots of reasons to look up in the night sky. The brighter something is, the easier it is to see. And while there are plenty of things that are great to look at that are fairly dim, today let's talk about one of the brightest things you'll see in the night sky right now, the planet Venus. Look for Venus shining brilliantly low in the western sky about a half hour after sunset. Colorado Springs listeners will see Venus soaring over Pikes Peak. You can't miss it. It'll be the brightest thing up there. Venus is the third brightest object in our sky after the Sun and the Moon. Venus orbits second out from the Sun after the planet Mercury. And because Venus orbits closer to the Sun than to the Earth, when you look at it through a telescope, it goes through phases as it orbits the Sun, similar to how we see our own Moon change shape throughout the month. Venus is sometimes called Earth's twin, because they're nearly the same size and mass, but living on Venus would be strange and unpleasant. Somehow, Venus got turned upside down and rotates backwards, with the Sun rising in the west and setting in the east. And while we have 24-hour days on Earth, a day on Venus lasts 243 Earth days, which makes for a long work week. Venus is covered with a thick atmosphere of carbon dioxide with bright white clouds of sulfuric acid. A planet with a day that never seems to end, where it rains acid, would be bad enough, but in part because Venus's atmosphere is over 90 times thicker than Earth's, the Sun's energy is trapped in a runaway greenhouse effect. The surface temperature can reach 900 degrees, hot enough to melt lead. To give you a comparison, the spacecraft that have landed on Mars have lasted for years, but the handful of armored spacecraft that landed on Venus were all destroyed within 2 hours. So, if you tried to take a walk on Venus, the dense atmosphere would crush you, the heat would bake you, then acid would rain down on you. Hardly Earth's twin. If you'd like to see Venus or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for a link to information on our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.